As you heard in the opening announcements, today we're having beginning our stewardship renewal in the parish. And it coincides with this commemoration of all the faithful departed. Yesterday, unfortunately, it wasn't a holy day of obligation, but it will be in a few years when it falls on a different day. But All Saints Day, where we remember all those people that we knew and those that we didn't, that lived a holy life and have entered the kingdom with Jesus and Our Lady. And they'll never be canonized, probably, but the church has that one day of the year where we remember them to start off November. And then immediately afterwards, we fall to our knees and we pray for mercy for those who are in purgatory. They died in a state of grace, but are making that reparation in purgatory to purify any imperfection. And it's a beautiful day that it coincides with not only our stewardship renewal, but also the 40th anniversary of the beginning of the stewardship way of life in our diocese. And in the choices, and they are plentiful, I think there are about 15 choices for the gospel, I wanted us to listen to the Gospel of John, the Eucharistic discourse, because it reminds us that our union with Christ is with Christ and with all of this, what we call the communion of saints, all of the baptized on earth, all of the souls in purgatory, and all of those reigning in heaven. That as we recall 40 years of the stewardship way of life, we're tied to so many people that have come before us. And 40 years ago, it was Bishop Gerber who put this diocese on this path. He, of course, grew up here. He was a priest of the Diocese of Wichita. And then in 1976, he went out to Dodge City as the bishop. He got to witness firsthand the almost implosion of Catholic education in the 1960s and 70s. In the 1960s, he was the vice chancellor, and he told me that from 1965 until 1970, every Monday, the phone rang off the hook at the chancery because that was, unfortunately, a time of great experimentation in the liturgy. And every week, people were sometimes scandalized by what they saw. You know, and of course, for those of you who don't know the Latin Mass or didn't grow up with it, to go from that to those 5 years was a real change. But Bishop Maloney, who came in 1968, guided the diocese, sometimes with a heavy hand, through the tumultuous years of the 1970s. And Bishop Gerber, of course, was right in there and understood what was going on. And so when John Paul II sent Bishop Gerber back to his home diocese, in 1983, he came with a bit of fresh eyes, seeing how things were done in Dodge City, and a great respect for what happened here. He told me once that he would not have been able to do what he did if Bishop Maloney had not done what he did. And so, well aware of what Monsignor McGrade was doing at St. Francis over on the west side, he started to ask the pastors of the parishes in the city, particularly, to talk to Monsignor McGrade. And of course, Father Bieberly was one of them. And then Bishop Gerber took a great leap of faith because he was going to drastically change the way that parishes ran in the Diocese of Wichita. And as he took that leap of faith, I'm sure he had to push a few priests in front of him to join him with that leap of faith, to go on the stewardship way of life. Father Bieberly, for his part, I don't know if in 1983 he saw what was coming, but you can bet that our chapel helped prepare us for embracing this radical way of living. And the reason I call it radical is because by that time, in the church universal, in the church in the United States, loads and loads of people had left the faith. And Bishop Gerber was proposing that we live charity the way that we're supposed to. Because charity is receiving the love of God, and we're supposed to return that love to Him by loving Him above all things, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our body. That's everything we have. And loving our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. And so part of stewardship is recognizing that we all have time, talent, and treasure. Now, the first one, we all have the same amount of time. Nobody has more hours in a week. We all have the exact same amount of hours. But talent and treasure, those are diverse. But all three of those are supposed to be a response to our love for God, that we love God above all things and we give Him our first fruits. And that's the response after we have this gratitude for what's been given to us. And I'm not talking about houses or money or all those things, although that's part of what's been given to us. First and foremost, what's been given to us is redemption. And so ultimately, stewardship, I think we can focus on three words: charity, gratitude, and response. And so as we gather here this morning to remember our the faithful departed, we're reminded of people who, some of you are right here, 40 years ago, had charity, you had gratitude, and you made a response of what God has done in your life. And here we are 40 years later, in many ways, an example for the whole church. But we don't have to worry about that. It doesn't make us better than other people. It doesn't make us better than a different diocese or a different parish, because that would be the total dissolution of stewardship. Because it's not about comparing and competing. It's about recognizing what we've been given and asking the Lord to help us to love Him with all our being, so that we do what the people of this parish have done for 98 years. We receive a great gift, we give thanks to God for that gift, and then we make a response so that we can pass on what we've been given to future generations. And so today, as we celebrate the commemoration of all the faithful departed, we of course remember our parishioners and our pastors who have died. But we also remind ourselves that we have been given a great gift. We've been given the charity of God poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul said. And we have a profound union with Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist, who strengthens our bonds with Him and with everyone else. And that should lead us to our knees in gratitude to thank God. And then it should cause us to rise up and make a response, a cheerful response, so that what we have been given, we share, and what we share will continue to build up the church, build up our parish, build up our diocese, and most importantly, it puts us firmly on the path that leads to heaven. Because stewardship at the end of the day is all about heaven. What good would it do to gain the whole world and lose our souls? But when we have charity in our hearts and gratitude in our hearts and we respond in kind, then one day we'll be numbered among the saints.